Good day to check in with Ted Kristoff, Kristoff and Sons floor covering downtown Jackson. I'll bet you're eager to get back to work, Ted, aren't you?
Oh, boy. You mean back to full work? Absolutely. We are doing some work, but not very much at all. Mostly just on the cleaning side.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that today, but what's what sense do you get business-wise, Ted, and how difficult a comeback is this going to be?
Well, I think the comeback is going to be a very unique approach for everyone, depending on their job, their industry, and their ability to weather the storm that we've been through. For us, at Kristoff and Sons and our construction industry, we pretty much have jobs that are on hold. So we've got a lot of work to do. It's not a matter of hoping that we're going to find some customers when we open. It's a matter of how can we service the customers that we put on hold. So we've been working on a protocol for how to reopen safely. We know that it's not going to be business as usual when we open. So there's still some precautions that we have to take, but we got to get this train rolling again and get our economy back going and servicing our customers, which I know they desperately want.
Yeah, I think everybody does. But like you said, we don't want to waste this 5 or 6 weeks that we've been shut down and have a re-epidemic, certainly. I'm sure every business owner has that in the back of their mind.
I agree 100%, and that's why we're putting our protocols together on the cleaning side, which we've been doing right now, going to people's houses and cleaning and disinfecting their homes, as well as a lot of businesses. We've been disinfecting a lot of essential businesses that are open right now. So we have a new protocol on cleaning our equipment and protecting our men and our spacing and our hand sanitizing stations. So we're going to now, we've been working on and have pretty much finalized our cleaning protocol and disinfecting, sanitizing protocol for opening the store to be able to create some distance between salespeople and customers and between employees and, you know, the big three, which is hand sanitizing. You know, we've got a lot of stations at every door and throughout the store, and as well as social distancing. We've got some protocols to keep people at least 6 feet apart. And then, of course, masks as appropriate. So we're also working on some alternating shifts for installers to come and load at different times. But a lot of our work when it comes to construction is done alone anyway. Really don't enjoy having the customer in the same room overlooking all your work, as any craftsman would tell you. So, you know, we would appreciate some space. But a lot of commercial projects, we're in a room by ourselves, and we can certainly enforce that. So I think we can put together a pretty good work, back-to-work safe program and not waste them 5 weeks, like you said.
Yeah, do you think the customer is going to be more cognizant of having a clean, sanitized environment, Ted?
Yeah, absolutely. The people that I've been talking to, my customers, they are very interested in getting their work done, but they're also interested in getting it done safely, and they want to know what we're doing to protect ourselves and them. And on the same notion, as an employer, we want to make sure that the customer isn't is providing us an opportunity to work in an environment that is clean as well. So it's a two-way street, and I think that with teamwork and some ingenuity, we'll get it done. A lot of it's pretty easy. You know, the old story about the lawn mowing guy, you know, that's a pretty easy one for him to overcome, to be able to work alone outside. So his barriers to safety are pretty minimal. And ours are a little more than that, but depending on the situation. But most cases, it's not a difficult plan to create a safe, clean work environment.
Ted Kristoff with us from Kristoff & Sons Floor Covering. Ted, you were in a unique situation also, that you really just relaunched your business downtown, brand new facility when this happened.
Yeah, well, and it's still a wonderful facility, and I guess we're glad that we did relaunch. We still love the fact that we're down here downtown, but it helped us put all of our operations under one roof with our cleaning and disinfecting, hardwood refinishing. Those businesses, those side businesses that we had off-site are now here on-site. And so they've been very, very instrumental during this time for us to help clean the environment. And so every day we go to work, and we got a couple of crews that are cleaning, disinfecting, and I think doing their part. But it will survive. It's for us, it's kind of like we just took a month off, maybe, a month and a half off. And we were, we'll recover, we'll get right back to it. And, it's just, it is unique, but, we'll deal with it.
Yeah. You've been around, business here in Jackson now a long time, decades. How do you think the community bounces back, Ted?
Well, I think the community is going to bounce back one step at a time. That's why I think it's very important that, we really get a plan to open businesses back up safely. I know it's going to be a graduated plan. As I talked, there's some companies are a little more difficult in how they'll get their protocols, but we've got a couple more weeks of the stay-at-home order that I think that can produce some good plans. Ultimately, I believe in the individual. They'll figure a way out, and they'll figure their way of profitability and their way of doing business safely. I think it'll happen. So one step at a time, we'll get there.
Yeah, you've been in the cleaning and disinfecting business for a long time, and that's basically been cleaning carpets. Do you suspect that will expand?
Well, we've been cleaning carpets for probably 16 years now, but that also included cleaning tile and cleaning upholstery and spraying disinfectants and using an electrostatic sprayer to apply like Scotch guarding and disinfectants for many years. It's only in the last few months that it's become really, really important to use an electrostatic sprayer to spray a disinfectant on a mass scale. For entire offices and entire homes. It does a really good job of getting into every crack and crevice to be able to apply a disinfectant very, very efficiently. It's not very expensive. It's not new technology. Technology's been around. We've been using it for 16 years, but I believe it's been around for, decades. And it's the type of application technology that's different. I mean, the disinfectants, there's lots of them out there, it's just how you apply it. You can put it in a pump sprayer, or you could wipe it onto a surface, but this actually applies it in the most efficient method because it uses electricity to put a positive charge on the chemical, and then it puts it to a 0.4 micron, which is a very small molecule. And with the positive charge, it's naturally attracted to a negative charge, so it jumps onto a product. Everything in the world has a negative charge. We put a positive charge, and then they connect. So there's a lot of information. We've made that available on our website, and just look up electrostatic technology, electrostatic sprayer. There's a whole world of information out there, but that's what we're using. And it's very, very effective, and we've been using it now for the last month is pretty much our sole work that we've been working on.
So you're still doing some residential, Ted?
With residential cleaning, yes. So if somebody's interested in getting their home clean, because they've been home for a month, and they're probably going to be home for a little longer, we can offer our services to clean your carpet and sanitize it. We have a new protocol now. Every carpet that we clean is also going to get disinfected as a part of the cleaning process, as well as the upholstery and ceramic tile. So if you're stuck at home and want to clean your home, we can do that. If you have, if you want to disinfect your home with the electrostatic sprayer, because you want to just feel comfortable that your entire home has been disinfected, We also offer that service as well. And for businesses, especially ones that are closed and about to open, and they want a part of their protocol to disinfect their entire organization prior to opening, can call us on that. We can price that as well. It's very, very inexpensive, very affordable. And again, for homes or businesses that are open now that may be feeling that there might be traffic in or out of their business or employees, we are offering those services as well. So part of it is peace of mind, but the technology is there to destroy this virus. So we just got to get our arms around it and get ahead of it.
So go to the Christoph & Sons website for further information there. Tad, appreciate the visit. Stay safe out there.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Greg. Thanks for the opportunity to spread the word, and you stay safe.
Ted Christoph, Christoph & Sons Floor Covering on WKHM, WKHM.com.